This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Monday, July 18th, 2016. Pastor Ivan Mawarire is engaging Zimbabweans living in South Africa about the current situation in the country. We will give you more details about this issue. Zimbabweans living in Sweden are expected to stage protests in solidarity with those at home over issues of governance, corruption, human rights abuses, and the current harsh economic conditions in the southern African nation. Zimbabweans in Chinoy, Mashonaland West Province joined a street march staged by MDCT Women's Assembly dubbed Beat the Pots campaign, meant to create public awareness on the magnitude of poverty in Zimbabwe. Similar campaigns were conducted in Bulawayo and Kwekwe, where protesters had running battles with police. Zimbabwe People First leader and former Vice President Joyce Mujuru says her party is expected to engage the international community if elected into power, unlike the current ruling ZANU-PF, which is always attacking the West for nearly all problems faced by Zimbabweans. And we will give you an update on the Republican National Convention, with delegates expected to elect business mogul Donald Trump as their 2016 presidential candidate. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts, Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube, we'll be talking with listeners and experts about protests being staged by Zimbabweans outside the country. What are your views on the issue? Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.